Welcome to the Sam the Answer Man podcast. For over 30 years, Sam Ventola has been an attorney, hearing officer, professor, and mediator. Now he's here to answer your legal questions. Sam the Answer Man, law made simple. Here's your hosts, Sam and Gina Ventola.
Hey, podcast fans, I'm Gina.
And I'm Sam.
And welcome to Sam the Answer Man podcast, the podcast where you get your legal questions answered and mediator questions. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just jump right in. Now, a while ago, we did a podcast on things you should look for in a contract, like red flags and warning signs.
Deal breakers.
And one of the things that you mentioned was forum selection.
Right.
What is that and why should they care?
So we said this in the other podcast, but I'll go briefly again. The forum selection clause is a clause that says if there's disputes between the parties to the contract, they have to be litigated in this certain place. And it may be, hopefully, it will be the place where you are, where the contract is to be performed, where you're located. But a lot of times people will put a different state, the state where their headquarters is at. And a lot of times it's a very inconvenient place for you to have to resolve your dispute. Effectively, if you have a forum selection clause that establishes the place where it has to be litigated is somewhere where you wouldn't be able to litigate, you've effectively waived any rights under the contract. You're never going to be able to enforce your rights under the contract. Plus, they would be able to claim anything and file an action in that forum, and you'd be forced to defend there. And if you weren't able to, they could make any claim they wanted to against you. So it's very, very important to check your contracts that they don't have a forum selection clause that's in an inappropriate forum.
So what can business owners do about that?
Well, again, check the fine print, have your contracts reviewed by an attorney preferably, but at a minimum, check the fine print, make sure there is not a forum selection clause that requires litigating the contract in some faraway location.
Now, what about dispute resolution, like arbitration or mediation? Are those kind of clauses in contracts too?
They are, and they can be just as bad. Particularly an arbitration clause can be just as bad as a forum selection clause, because one thing an arbitration clause may say is it may establish where the arbitration has to take place. And so again, if they're putting in someplace where the arbitration is going to be, that someplace you wouldn't be able to litigate, you wouldn't be able to participate in the arbitration effectively. And you would, again, it would be something where you would effectively lose all rights under the contract and subject yourself to any claim that they might want to make that you wouldn't be able to defend. So if you have an arbitration clause, one thing to look at is definitely, where they're asking you to arbitrate. But there are other issues with arbitration clauses. And in general, arbitration clauses are not good if they require arbitration before a forum like the American Arbitration Association, the AAA, or the Judicial Arbiter Group, some forum like that that's going to be just as expensive as litigation. So arbitration can take two forms. So, for example, I'm a volunteer arbitrator for the Better Business Bureau. This is great arbitration. You come in one day, you submit your case, you can have a lawyer, but you don't really have to have a lawyer. You submit your documents, and the arbitrator looks at these things and makes a decision. And it's very efficient, very cheap, and you get a decision that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. On the other hand, if you arbitrate with the AAA or JAMS or JAG, exactly. It's not only are you incurring really all the costs of litigation generally, but you are also paying for the judge or judges. So at least when you file in court, the government pays the judge. In arbitration, you're paying the judge, and they have an incentive to make the case go on and incur a lot of arbitration fees. It's really a mistake. It is particularly a mistake for employers, because the rules of the AAA, American Arbitration Association, provide that if you have an arbitration or mediation between an employee and an employer or a former employee, the employer has to pay almost all the costs of the arbitration and the mediation and all the fees that go to AAA. The employer has to pay. It's insanity to me that I continue to see employment agreements drafted by the employer that have AAA arbitration provisions in them, because you are cutting yourself off at the knees. You're saying to the other party before the dispute starts, yeah, if we have a dispute, I'm going to be paying all kinds of money in advance before you have to incur any costs, because we're going to be before the AAA. And that goes with the mediation provisions as well as the arbitration provisions. So if you can agree on an arbitrator that's going to be low cost and efficient, an arbitration clause is not bad. But to have a AAA arbitration provision or a JAG or JAMS arbitration provision is almost always a bad idea.
And so just to back up a little bit, because let's do a little review. Mediation, how is the case handled?
So a mediation is a process that usually is fairly quick. It's usually a day or so. And it's where the parties come together and they try to reach a voluntary agreement. So a third-party mediator is put in. Again, this will be somebody appointed by the AAA if you have AAA mediation provision. But this person will try to help you resolve disputes between the parties. And you only have a resolution if the parties voluntarily agree to one. Arbitration is like a substitute for trial, where a decision will actually be imposed by the arbitrator. So the parties will come forward, and the form that this looks like depends very much on the arbitrator. But in most cases with AAA or JAG or JAMS, it will be effectively a court trial where you're coming in and you're bringing evidence and presenting witnesses. You have discovery beforehand and motions. And ultimately, the arbitrator will render a decision, and that decision will be binding.
So in review, if we're looking at a contract, pay attention to
form selection clauses. Okay. Arbitration clauses, and specifically where is it to be arbitrated, who is going to arbitrate it, and mediation clauses, the same thing. Who is going to mediate it, and where will the mediation have to take place?
Okay. Now, how is your mediation different from other mediators?
My mediation and my arbitration.
So arbitration.
So we do both mediation and arbitration here. And in the case of mediation, my mediation is similar to mediation that you would get from AAA or JAG. Except that it's much lower cost, and it's usually more efficient in the sense that I typically get things done in half a day or less, whereas typical mediation before JAG or JAMS will go at least a full day. And then with arbitration, when I arbitrate cases, again, I do it by the Better Business Bureau model. I have you bring your evidence in. We look at it. We don't have a lot of formal proceedings. We don't have a lot of motions or pretrial discovery. If somebody says, you know, I think these documents are out here and they should be produced, we can consider that. But in most cases, we just go with what we have. Our proceeding is less than a day and a decision is issued.
All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. I think when you look at these contracts, you don't think in terms of, you know, what is this going to be doing to me down the line? But it should be a serious consideration because there's no sense in entering into a contract unless you're prepared for what a dispute is going to look like under that contract. And you need to make sure that the provisions aren't putting you in a forum that's impossible, aren't putting you before a tribunal that you don't want to be in front of, that you're going to have to pay a lot of money for, particularly with employers do not have AAA arbitration provisions.
All right. Well, there you have it. You have it from our resident expert, Sam the Answer Man. And in addition, he's written a great article on this topic. So check our website for that. If you'd like to find us on social media, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also find us audio podcast on Stitcher, on Apple iTunes. And if you have Alexa, Alexa, play Sam the Answer Man podcast.
Sorry, I don't know that one, but you can ask me to recommend a podcast.
She does this every time. She's so stubborn. Alexa, play Sam the Answer Man podcast.
Getting Sam the Answer Man. Mediation in practice. Be civil. Types of mediation.
Welcome to the
Sam. There you go. Alexa, stop.
You got to really ask her.
But that's okay. So if you have Alexa, you can just ask her for the podcast. We're there. We are everywhere. So check us out. And thanks for watching and listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Sam the Answer Man podcast is sponsored by Ventola Law. V Ventola Law provides litigation, mediation, business, employment, First Amendment, probate, and estate planning legal services. If you'd like to discuss your legal issue with Sam, please contact Ventola Law at 303-864-9797 or check out our website at www.ventolalaw.com. Ventola Law, mediation and legal representation at an expert level.